God expected the room to look different. He was prepared to enter a neat and organized space. Instead, it was a cluttered mess. There were tchotchkes everywhere, seeming to represent some kind of unfocused history. Aborted fertility goddesses from various cultures and lopsided Paleolithic bulls lay strewn about the study, while arrowheads took their rest in a display case overhead. Tablets with hieroglyphics and cuneiform scrawling sat in holders on a desk. The dead languages were showcased, as if to suggest something about psychoanalysis itself. The walls were covered with pictures of people, places, and certificates. One picture looked like a photograph of the statues at Abu Simbel. On closer examination, however, it wasn't Abu Simbel at all. Perhaps it wasn't even Egyptian, but rather Nubian. Those wannabes from the south that, during Egypt's worst period of decline, saved the great dynasty from her own self-destruction. God searched around, wondering if the mummy of a mighty pharaoh might be hidden in the room. No soiled linens were found.
"Guten Tag,"
said a voice slathered in a thick German accent. Freud appeared. He sat in a chair next to the daybed where God was soon to lay back. In the corner was a bust of Caesar, or some other emperor from the Judeo-Claudian dynasty of Rome. Or it could have been Alexander the Great. Who the fuck knew? This ode to history was terribly garbled. Everything that was once truth seemed to get mixed up here in this room.
"Would you like to try some cocaine?"
Freud offered.
"I think you'll find it picks you up quite nicely."
No thanks, God declined, holding his soft hands up to show his resistance.
"Okay, then please have a seat."
Freud pointed at the daybed, covered with an old patterned rug that extended onto the floor. A matching piece covered a piano stool in front of a shelf. Books written by Freud lined the shelf with titles like Beyond the Pleasure Principle, Studies on Hysteria, The Interpretation of Dreams, Psychopathology in Everyday Life, and Totem and Taboo, which served as the doctor's ode to egocentricity. God sat on the couch and noticed that it felt softer than it looked. But a cloud of dust wafted up from the carpet when he sat. A sneeze escaped God. He'd hoped for leather. The smell of cured cowhide pleased him.
"Hello, God, my name is Dr. Sigmund Freud."
Freud cleaned white powder off his glasses with a cloth he kept on a small table which held the floating Roman head.
"Do you know why you're here?"
"I received a memo from the CEO that I was due for a psych exam today, so I assume that's why. I didn't realize that these exams were mandatory."
"But I assure you that this is normal,"
Freud lied. This was certainly not the normal practice for employees of Heaven, Inc., and Freud knew this. In fact, only the CEO knew that this was taking place. Something big was coming down the pipe at Heaven, Inc., and Freud desperately wanted to be a part of it.
"Sure. I'm just hoping that this won't take too long. I'm very busy."
"This discussion will happen over several days, but no more than an hour at a time. I know that you are busy at the call center. Don't worry, though. You have been signed out for those sessions."
Freud looked at the cocaine. He rubbed his nose, thinking about taking another hit. He declined, though, wondering if his heart, which was about to drum its way out of his chest, could take it. God sighed. "Can we please get on with this?"
"Sure. Let's start with the present. Tell me about your job."
Freud slipped a notepad and pen out of his inside jacket pocket. The booklet was empty except for a single name. God. He flipped to page one, pen in hand, prepared to jot notes down.
"Well, there isn't much to tell. I'm a B2C, or business-to-consumer representative at Heaven, Inc., as you probably already know. Essentially, I handle inbound Judeo-Christian calls to heaven."
"Excellent. Take me through the beginning of your day. What does a typical morning look like for you?"
"Most days start out pretty normal. I get to work around 8, set up at my station, and then take calls. But as I'm sure that the cameras and swipe cards indicate, lately I find myself checking around to see if anyone's watching me sneak in a little late. I get this feeling that I'm being watched. I know it sounds paranoid. I have to say, though, I do generally like the gods I work with."
Freud feverishly scribbled notes. He was looking for anything that could be incriminating. While this wasn't nearly enough to provide the CEO with the ammunition he needed to dispose of God, it was certainly going in the desired direction already,